Hi, this is Seth Tau, editor-in-chief of The Current. Back in September, Baltimore Orioles catcher Matt Weider spoke at River Hill High School about the dangers of texting while driving. I had the opportunity to interview him afterwards. Here's the audio portion of the interview, and I hope you enjoy it.
How hard has it been, like, watching it, this season unfold from the dugout?
It's tough. At the same time, when we're playing as well as we are, it makes it a lot easier. Especially when Caleb and Nick are doing as well as they are. And like I said, anything that's good for the Orioles, I'm for.
What are your relationships with them? Like, how do you think they've been doing filling in for you?
They've been doing unbelievable. You know, the main job of a catcher is to run a pitching staff, and I think our pitching staff's pitching better now than they have, you know, in 5 years. So they're doing a great job, and on top of that, they're both starting to swing the bat pretty well.
Where are you in your rehabilitation process?
Improving. It's a long process, but starting to actually get to do some more activities in each month that goes by, get to do more and more. So it's like I said, anytime you're doing something new in rehab is exciting.
Are you like spending more time rehabbing like on your own or like around the team?
I get to the field and I'll do about 3 straight hours of rehab and then after that I can kind of forget about it for the rest of the day and enjoy watching the game.
Who's your favorite player growing up?
I had two. Chipper Jones was sort of my guy I got to watch all the time, and Ken Griffey Jr. was probably my second favorite.
Do you follow sports other than baseball?
I do. Football is something to where, I love watching on Sundays especially, and of course I always got to follow my alma mater in Georgia Tech and anything they're doing.
How do you spend your off seasons?
A lot of relaxing, but trying to get out to the golf course a time or two, and that's kind of how I unwind from a grueling season.
How would you describe the atmosphere in the clubhouse?
It's great. I've only been a part of the Orioles, but I can't imagine any team in the league that has a closer group of guys than we have.
What's the most fun team you've ever played on?
It's got to be this one. It's winning is always more fun than losing. So the last 3 years have been more fun in our clubhouse, but no, especially when you can have a lead and go for a division title. This year's been pretty fun.
How many different like signs or signals do you need to have memorized at the major league level?
A lot. It's especially when Buck's your manager, he's going to demand it, especially out of the catcher, to be able to sort of be able to verbalize and remember everything that he's told you.
Who would you say is the weirdest taste in music on the team?
Weirdest taste in music. Bud Norris. He comes out with some stuff that it just doesn't fit my ear.
I know you were also a pitcher in college. Were you a little mad when they sent Chris Davis out to the mound in Boston instead of you?
No, because I was glad I was saving my elbow at least then. It didn't make it too much longer, but especially after catching 16 innings in that game, I was fine just to stay back behind the plate.
What did it mean to you that you were voted into the All-Star game as a starter even though you were injured?
That's great. I only played 26 games to be able to make the All-Star team and be voted in by the fans, which was my first time voted in by the fans. It sort of speaks to how well Orioles fans get out and vote, as well as, just kind of being respected throughout the league, which is always a good feeling.
All right, that's what I got.
Cool.
Thanks.
No problem. Nice to meet you.